So Dana's picking the movie this time for a commentary, and it's not one of my favorites.
And Steve's not happy about it, but
no.
I'm wanting him to do a commentary with me. I won't say I made him do this commentary with me, but you'd have to ask him about that.
Yeah.
So, how many times have you seen this movie?
At least twice.
And you hate it both times?
I don't hate it, I just don't get the, I guess I just, I don't know.
Well, do you think like Aaron and think that it's like watching old people eat? That's what he told me once.
No, but it's just, I mean, I don't know. There's certain movies I just don't care for.
But a particular note is the fact that this is Tom Hanks' debut. And Steve, did you know that this was Tom Hanks' first movie?
Yes.
I mean, did you know that the first time you watched it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, got that out of the way. And also, my man, Don Scardino, is also in here.
Great.
Which makes it, you know, double fun because I have Tom Hanks in there, who I respect as an actor, and Don Scardino, who during this time period when he was doing these types of movies, not so much as much on Squirm as on this movie, but he's really cute in a kind of nerdy sort of way. Steve, you're going to ruin the dog's eyes. He's putting his glasses on Brink. Brink, did you look bookish? Well, anyway. Steve, what do you think of Don Scardino?
He's just a goofy ginger kid.
Goofy ginger kid.
Yeah.
Well, disregards what Steve thinks of Don Scardino. Jenny and I have talked at length about Don Scardino.
Well, let's get this boat on the road.
All right. I was just giving a little background
I know.
For the movie.
So we're watching on Vudu, so we're not watching it on DVD. But
no, we're watching it in HD. And actually, I have watched this on Vudu previous, and it looks really, really good.
We're now paused at just before the lion. The lion has not roared yet, so
okay.
I'm going to count down and then.
So get it synced up. If you have the DVD, make sure you get it synced up to the MGM logo before the lion roars.
Right. So ready? 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Play.
And it.
Now.
Okay.
You heard the yell?
You heard the growl, the roar, whatever. And please excuse me, I am eating some popcorn because you can't watch a movie without having popcorn. Okay, so this starts the movie, and I don't know if I'm different from a lot of people or a lot of people thought this. I thought this was the beginning of the movie, but as we're going to see, this is a little trick device that more than one movie used to have a movie within a movie. Anguish also did this.
Yeah, you shouldn't have gave that away.
What? I shouldn't have given that?
Anguish.
Well, how many people that are horror fans have not seen Anguish?
Probably a lot. That's like the biggest reveal of, but whatever.
Well.
I'm just,
I'm sorry for giving that away for anybody that has not seen Anguish.
Anguish.
But I don't think I was giving anything away in this film by saying that the beginning is a movie within a movie.
Right.
And this is Russell Todd in this opening sequence. And what else was he in, Steve?
He was in Xanadu.
Besides Xanadu, another horror film.
I don't know who the heck he is, Dana.
Friday the 13th, part 2. He was the one that was following Terry around, the one that her butt was falling out of her shorts.
Yeah, she was hot. Is that the athletic one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was the one that was following her around, and he was dancing with her dog. And He's the one that gets hung upside down, and then Jason comes and kills him.
That's a lot of people.
No, not in Friday the 13th Part 2. Uh-oh. I didn't say in the whole Friday the 13th series.
Don Scardino?
No, it's... Russell Todd is...
I see people all the time do shit like this where they'll have crap in their back windows, and it's just, like, drives me nuts.
Well, maybe...
Old people have Kleenex back there, like a box of Kleenex.
Some people have stuffed animals back there.
I used to have a cozy. It said, smiling is the second best thing you can do with your mouth. How shitty was that? That was pretty douchey.
Did you put it back there?
Yeah, fuck yeah, it is. I thought that was cool. I thought the ladies would appreciate the humor.
And did they?
No.
It didn't get you any women. No. Any dates.
No. It was a Thunderbird, or I don't even know what
that was. Well, evidently... Having all those books back there got Russell Todd a date in this movie.
Well, they probably just threw them back there so they can get in the back seat.
Well, possibly. So what do you think of this chick?
Not my cup of
I mean, we're not going to see her. We're not going to see her for too much longer, so. And this is a take on the urban legend story. And, Steve, you know what urban legend that is, don't you? I can't take this anymore. I'm going to go to the bathroom. It's been done multiple times.
Yes,
multiple
the
movies.
Hook, baby.
No, it's not the hook.
Ugh. She looks like she has a mustache, dude.
Yeah. And it looks even more prominent
like
in the...
She looks like Colleen Camp's cousin.
Well, I thought you said Colleen Camp was hot in her movie.
She is, but that's her... I'm saying that looks like probably her cousin who's kind of like... A little frumpy.
Okay, this is another thing that I wish would come back, except I could...
The jacket?
The jacket and the jeans and the sweaters, that early 80s look.
Thank you for joining us for fashion in horror movies.
The only thing I couldn't wear is is a turtleneck. So, and you saw the way she was looking at her engagement ring, because...
Yeah, see, I guess.
Obviously... We're supposed to take from that.
Her bag looks like a canteen in a Western.
Yeah, I don't like the purse. But I
she's going to take a pee with all that shit on?
Well, I guess she pulled it.
Yeah, but she got like a sweater and a fucking coat.
Well, see, what you do is you go and you unzip
I can understand what you
do. And you kind of push
it. I understand. I've done it. But, I mean, it's not something I would do.
Well, what I was going to say before Steve interrupted me was the fact that I did the exact same thing with my engagement ring. I would look at it periodically with fondness.
Before we had to pawn it.
We didn't pawn it.
Oh.
Steve tells lies a lot.
I'm a liar.
So you can't really pay attention to what he's...
Really? Really?
God, don't do that in the middle of our commentary. Steve's really? Been watching this old Dr. Phil show with a total dickhead.
Somebody yes. Did. Here we go.
This has also been done in a lot of movies.
And speaking of voodoo, their subtitles are a little bit different.
Yeah, they're kind of off to the
they're
side.
They're blocked, too. They're black. They're not just text over the film. It kind of looks like the palace, don't it? A little bit.
A little bit. It kind of reminds me of in Austin when we were at the draft house, because didn't we have to go up steps?
Yeah. And I had to go, the bathroom was downstairs, so after drinking a pitcher of beer, I had to run downstairs a bunch of times.
And the bathroom is downstairs here, too.
I was like, somebody's going to, I'm going to fall down the stairs and someone have to go get Dana.
See, is that what you thought?
I thought I was going to hurt myself because... And you couldn't have to, you had to climb underneath the tables in front of your...
Yeah, because you can eat. I like an actual meal at the Alamo Draft House. Have you ever been in a movie theater and felt creaked out by somebody coming in and sitting behind you? Like after the movie started?
Not really. Maybe I feel uncomfortable because they're so goddamn loud with cellophane, and they bought a damn 3-piece meal with pizza and fucking nachos.
Well, what I hate
is... They told me my seat was next to this... He wasn't really fat, but he was sloppy looking. And he was eating pizza and goes, huh? And I was like, I'm not sitting next to that fat slob.
When did you say that?
Well, it was a long time ago, but I was like, hey, I'll sit up here. I'm not sitting down there with him. Looks like the guy from one of the... Like,
Steve, I really hope Slumber
Party Massacre.
I really hope that you didn't call that guy a fat slob.
No, I thought it to myself, sweetness.
Okay.
Just because of the way he was eating and stuff, I mean, give me a goddamn break. Must be cold in there. Her breath came up.
Okay, you come
up. Yeah. It was probably really an abandoned movie theater, and they just used it for this.
Didn't that guy look like the driller killer from one of those slurty?
Kind of.
Slot?
Oh, you mean the guy I met?
Yeah.
Sort of. But when they really show him, he doesn't look like him.
Police Squad!
With Leslie Nielsen.
Tonight's guest star, Sherman Hensley. Sherman Hensley, rather.
Somebody else that's in this movie is Caitlin O'Haney, who I guess is the main girl in this. She is
Marilyn Ross.
Dana Barron's in it, too.
And she's alive.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's the other one I thought was alive, but she looks like her when she's dead.
Oh, was that the one?
Dana Hill?
Yeah, I think that's her. She had a lot of health problems, including diabetes. And.
Yeah, okay, I know now. I remember.
But, I lost my whole train of thought.
Good.
Oh, Caitlin O'Haney. Don't say that, Steve. She's really good in this movie.
Everybody's got sweaters on.
It's cold.
Hey, look, it's Paul Gleason.
Yeah.
Is he going to tell everybody to go back to the library?
Yeah, he's going to yell at everybody. He's going to yell at this guy.
Is this freaking Canadian?
I don't know. I didn't think it was.
I think every early 80s slasher is pretty much almost always Canadian. Hey, come on, get the damn subtitle out of the freaking middle of the...
But another movie that Caitlin O'Haney was in that's not very good is, Savage Weekend, I think is the title of it. That is, I thought that was going to be a scary movie, and that was a lousy freaking movie. And Caitlin O'Haney, I don't know if it was her fault because her acting wasn't good in that, or it was the director's fault.
It's your fault for not enjoying it, right?
All right. Have you seen Savage Weekend?
Yes. I want some goobers.
And some Raisinets and M&M's.
Why'd you get me out of bed for this? Ain't there only like certain things that are at a movie theater, like goobers? And you don't see Raisinets anywhere.
I think they used to have Raisinets.
What do you mean, at stores?
No, at the movie theater.
Right, but I'm just saying. Goobers. When's the last time you saw goobers at? I don't even know what the hell a goober is. Another goober pile.
No, I think they were like chocolate covered peanuts or something like that.
Well, fuck yeah, those are good. Ain't that might as well be like M&M with peanut? Ain't that guy directed fucking Visiting Hours?
Armin Mastroianni. I don't think he did that, but I think he did. I want to say he did Cameron's Closet, and he did some
Kathy's Clown.
No, Cameron's Closet.
See that dude, eh?
No, it's not that dude.
Well, he looks freaking like him though. They went to the same fucking gene pool. Took a dip. That's where we should be tonight. Some kind of party like that.
This is that Lewis Arlt guy, the guy that's a cop. This is going back to when he was going to marry some chick, and this dude the crazy dude was dating her before, and he comes and kills her. And I just can't imagine this woman being with that crazy looking dude at all. His name's Ray in this movie, I think.
Sugar Ray?
No. Oof, Ray.
What are you doing here? I'm not alone.
Look, I think you should leave. Ray, listen, I'm sorry.
It said heck Ray instead of hey.
Heck Ray? Oh.
See my friend the knife?
Everybody don't love Raymond.
Stabs. I love these subtitles. They're very literal.
He does look like the dude.
I know, but I promise you it's not.
I know, but I'm just saying. Right, especially right there because, you know, you can't see his face because if he's real sweaty and got like pity skin, it'd be just like him.
Now, this guy was on another horror film, and do you know what horror film he was on?
Yes, he was on Demon of Paradise.
No.
Wait a second. Are you going to miss me? Piranha 2, The Spawning.
No,
Burning.
No, Steve.
Friday 13th.
It's another movie you don't particularly care for that's a slasher.
I don't know, Dana. Tell.
Girls Night Out.
Oh, yeah, there's another. I was thinking of that. This isn't that one's better than this one.
You actually like it better than this?
Because you get to see that stupid-ass Hal Holbrook's brother or son.
His son.
Act a little douchey, and you get those, all that other shit. God, I hate Cub Scouts.
And how old are these kids now? Because this was what, 19?
She looks like a Walton.
Huh.
I almost became a Cub Scout, but we couldn't afford it. I went there and I wanted to take piano lessons, but I didn't have a piano at home, so it's like.
You really wanted to take piano lessons?
I thought I could just go somewhere and you could play it, but I guess that wasn't the. But anyway, we couldn't afford it anyway.
So how much did it cost to be in Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts?
I don't know, but luckily I didn't do it because I was like, I don't want to do all that.
Yeah, I don't think you get to see this chick naked, the blonde.
God damn, how many cases of beer they got? At least four. Oh,
they're having a bachelor party.
What is that? That's not a damn video. Oh, is that a...
It's porno.
But is it a videotape or reel-to-reel shit? They got like four cases of Schrolls or something.
They got Datsun, Steve.
Yeah. We have Datsun dogs.
Well, we have Dachshunds.
Oh.
Not Datsun. What does it do to him? They never explain what the beer does to him.
I guess it, urination.
Well, why would she care if he was urinating more?
Or it probably makes him horny and he'll fuck anything that moves.
Well, they're picking up Evelyn and Jenny, whoever they are.
You're my girl, Jenny. What does that say? Deluxe 1800?
I guess.
Dotsons are really what they don't make those.
Who in the hell would name their kid Bernie?
The Weekend at Bernie's guy. Are they going? Okay, are they going up to the bluff or?
No, they're going to Lake LBJ.
Yeah. No boys allowed.
This is on like Staten Island or somewhere like that.
He's got a cool last name, Gamble.
Gamble.
Fuck yeah.
And this dude here,
Steve James.
No, that
I'm talking about the black guy.
Oh,
he was in all the American Ninja movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he died though. I think he might have had cancer, but he was like he's built.
I think they talk about him in the
commentary.
The commentary for it.
He's always a sidekick in a lot of action movies in the,
well,
80s.
Well, he gets this one scene here, and that's it.
Oh.
But he's good. I mean, you can tell he's got, you know, some talent for acting. He's not an awful actor.
No, I mean, he was a mainstay in the early 80s.
But this guy back here in the dark suit, he doesn't say much.
He's like, he's like
Barney Miller. He looks like y'all being
no,
Barney Miller.
No, fuck. I can't remember his damn name. Colburn.
What, in the Western?
Yeah. It was like a bootleg.
Now, the girl
ball.
In the black top and the red skirt is the one you see her tits.
This other chick in the purple there, looks like, she kind of looks like she was using a lot of soaps or something.
Probably.
But she bleached her hair.
Oh, Elizabeth Kemp, the one in the black and the red, she was in another horror movie called The Killing Hour.
Yeah, that's another one that died directed, isn't it? Monsteroni.
Armin Mastroianni.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I thought Killing Hour was a little slow. It wasn't awful, but
look at those nips, man. She's not.
Yeah. You can see her whole boob.
She'll never get to go back to Walton's Mountain dressed like that.
No, they'll kick her out.
She's like one of the Walton's cousins from town.
Yeah, the townie Walton.
It's a spinoff.
City Walton, Country yeah. Walton.
Walton's Avenue.
Now, you remember that rich man, poor man? They're going to have a rich Walton, poor Walton. Who's going to be the rich Walton? Oh, and there's going to be another kind of big name actor that's going to show up here. I mean, he wasn't a big name at this time, but I think he was on Independence Day.
Will Smith.
No, it's not Will Smith. Oh. Will Smith would have been how old?
Oh, she got freckles on her chest.
Will Smith probably would have been like 5 years old.
Carlton from Fresh Prince.
Carlton. No, it's not a black guy.
Reggie the Reckless.
No, it's not a black guy.
Oh. Well, you got to be racial.
I'm not being a racist.
Yeah, that's what I usually do.
It's this guy coming
up. Pick my brushes out in the middle of the street.
I forget what this guy's name is. You'll know when you see this guy here.
Oh, hell no, Dana. But yeah, he was a character actor. I wish I was.
We're in your class.
Oh, that's right, my class.
Right.
They're my class.
Yeah.
And his wife's probably thinking, wait till I get you home.
Does all your students look like this?
Oh, well, this is my wife, and this is... Oh, I'm sorry. I seem to have forgotten your name.
I'm Joy.
I love the way this guy tries to play stupid.
Was she supposed to be screwing the teacher or something?
The one in the blue.
That's what I thought by the, I wasn't paying attention. I could just tell by
the way they're acting. And he's looking there like, you know, wait.
Excuse me. I fucked him for nothing!
Yeah, he's not gonna give me no A.
You gonna bounce on them till they bust? She's going one way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to watch. Michael Myers is gonna jump out.
This does look like a house. She's going to keep, and then she's going to back up and back into a cop. going to scare her. Why is she walking like...
Maybe there's dog poop we're not seeing on the ground.
Bubble gum. Kids threw some bubble gum.
Throw up.
Cigarette, 65 cents.
It's gross.
And this guy gets mad because the meter's messed up.
Hey, look at me, I'm famous, I'm on TV.
It looked like there were Christmas decorations up in there.
Man, look how good that image is. Holy shit.
It's him again. See, he don't look like that guy.
He does.
Well.
His hair's different, but...
Maybe it's his brother.
The other guy's hair's black and kind of wavy and greasy. That's the only... They're the same guy.
I don't think so.
At the same time...
She's got a crochet hat.
Yeah. Fuck me raw.
Was that the dude that was cussing at the meter?
My coworker does crochet. Maybe I can get her to do a hat for you, Dana.
I shall not.
No. Hey, you want sprinkles on that?
I can't give an appropriate response while we're doing this commentary, because knowing Steve, he would say to her, listen to our commentary for this.
Two scoops of raisins, bitch. They didn't have no raspberry in 1981. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh. Look at that chick's glasses.
These ladies do not look like they would be having ice cream together.
They look like they'd be eating everything together.
No.
Look at that big thing back there, that big banana split. That's probably what they're going to eat.
I guess it was around Christmas time because there was a Santa
Claus. That ain't no goddamn two scoops. Sprinkles, bitch.
He asked her if she wanted one or two scoops, and she said just one. Then she almost steals the freaking ice cream.
50 cents, that's like $3 now.
Yeah.
Joyce, look at that whore!
She's such a slut.
Boom!
It's Don Scardino.
He gets what he deserves.
She messed up his shirt.
Fuck him.
Hey, that's Don Scardino, man. Yeah.
I hope he gets eaten by worms in this one.
No. Probably one of Phil's watchdogs. Will you look at my
shirt? Yeah, come on, Marvin. Starving Marvin.
Come on.
Eat my chocolate.
Wonder which ice cream's $2.19.
It must be a goddamn bucket of it or something for...
Oh, I saw Raisinets.
Well, see, I told you Raisinets were everywhere back. Because idiots would eat them. I would eat chocolate covered raisins. That's nasty sounding.
But chocolate covered nuts is okay.
Yes, peanut butter and chocolate go together. But not. How about chocolate covered prunes? I mean, they're just big raisins.
Now that is gross.
I used to think they were giant raisins.
Yes, what we know.
My grandparents had them. I didn't know no better.
I bet
they had a big ass prune in them.
Steve had to run to the bathroom after that.
Or a big ass seed in them. Yeah. And they had chocolate in the refrigerator, but it was called X-Lax. That does the same thing too, right?
Did you eat that too?
It was chocolate.
Steve.
Reba.
Well, that one chick is a little thick through the waist.
Well, one chick's got thick through the glasses.
Come on, you know you want to kiss the dawn.
The bitch, look like she had bloodshot eyes. Yeah.
She's been smoking a doobie. I gave him my best friend. I hate to say it, but Don Scardino's shirt looks like somebody puked all over him now.
I just realized she should have got sprinkles.
I like his hair a lot better on here.
Yeah. Ron Howard called. He wants his hair back.
2 weeks from Sunday. I can't believe he called this guy a nerdy ginger kid. Boyfriend at your wedding and show you how mature I can be. I ain't going to be there. Yeah, take that. You're too
good for Phil, ain't
you?
Marry me. Dr. Phil?
Weird.
How's that working for you?
Yeah, that's what Dr. Phil would be doing. He'd be standing there. How's that working for you? My sister got
sick. You can't acknowledge. Well, you can't fix.
I'll tell you now.
She's a beauty, isn't she? But it stinks like cigars.
Yeah, she's one of these little snots that has to cough every time. And that guy owned his own damn shop. If he wants to smoke a cigar in there, he will.
Well, if you want people to come in and not smell like goddamn cigars.
Me getting boob implants, is it worth
my
it?
My tits? What do you think? There's a glory hole in the box, the back.
Well, his wife's
look like he's paint. Smoking a marker or a big crayon.
That's what Steve says, too.
That's above her bed next to live, love, and laugh. It's better being alone.
That's part of the wedding vows yeah. now.
Let me get you'll some cigar action.
You'll be together through sickness and health and good times and bad. And, by the way, it's better than being alone. Let me stick these pins underneath your breast here. Oh, I remember those things.
Yeah, eight spots.
No, the pin cushions that you could have on your arm. My mom had a pin cushion like that, but you didn't.
Eight spots?
No! Quit being a dick, Sue.
Sorry, had a flare up.
Why is my dog on the floor? She can't figure out how to get up here.
She's all right.
I like the dress. I don't care much for the veil.
It's not long enough.
The veil's not long enough. Steve's being sarcastic.
Finished. Okay, take it off. Right now, in front of me.
Show me your tits. My wife's not here. We can get it on and back.
Hey.
It looks like it's going to be a Catholic wedding.
She's going to bleed.
Steve.
As she's a pure, that is.
Evidently, we're going to learn she didn't do it with Marvin when she was dating him.
Oh, no shit. He's in the friend zone.
Well, you can have friends with benefits.
Not, yeah, but Marvin ain't no friend benefit guy.
Well, I'd rather be with him than Phil. What do you think of her body?
Yeah. Decent for 80. She could do some set or some squads.
Fix that ass, right?
Just a little bit.
Steve thinks everybody could do some squats.
Yeah.
He thinks everybody could benefit from squats.
Yeah.
He probably thinks a black woman could benefit from squats.
Well, look up Coco. What's her name? Ice-T's wife, Coco. She got.
Oh, you showed me.
She has squats and high heels. Her ass is a little bit too big for me, but.
Well, that's what I'm afraid would happen to mine if I did that.
Yeah, you do one squat, your butt's just going to blow up.
Runaway, we'll move to New York and exist on our intense love for each other.
Oh,
I'd be like, I'm coming. I'll be there.
I want to talk to you.
No. Well, it's obvious that Marvin cares about
I'm starving for you, Marvin.
Phil is just wanting to go off and have his bachelor party, and they want to pick up Evelyn Jenny, and they got pornos.
That's what you do in a bachelor party.
Yeah, you don't go pick up women, Steve.
Some of them have strippers that come over. And
that's not what they were talking about. They're picking up women they know to go screw them.
They're guys. Or they're,
Ryan?
No, they're friends. They're buddies. How big were they thinking her head was going to be with that, that turtleneck?
That's when they had the big, huge turtleneck, Steve.
They tell Rosalind I hope it's better soon.
That'll feel better soon. I haven't had a good meal in...
What were you, 10?
Anyway,
what?
Not so hot on...
Were you 10 when this happened?
11.
Well, it depends on when it comes.
Ah!
You're not so bad.
Where's my drill?
Yeah, I gotta use this damn pair of scissors. No, this guy mainly does some slashing and stabbing.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
He should have had those rounded scissors.
Mm-hmm. The doorbell tinkles.
So do I.
Okay.
Catholic!
We're going to see... Yeah, I forgot about this. But we're going to see a weird priest here. I think this priest has got some not very holy things on his mind.
Is it going to be one of those priests that are from Lord of Salem?
Oh, God. I
don't know. Where they're jerking their red penis?
No, I don't think so. But, I don't know. He's just weird.
Baby. Oh.
My brother went to a Catholic wedding. And he said there was so much standing up and sitting down.
Well, that's like squats. That's what you need to go to a bunch of Catholic weddings, Dan.
No, it wasn't that.
Hallelujah.
There's liquid drinks.
A lot of candles in their budget.
Catholics like candles.
I know. They got big-ass candles down at Kroger's with Jesus on them.
Well, those could be used by everybody.
That's right.
Not just Kroger Catholics.
Kroger Catholics, that's
yeah.
Great, Dana.
I've just come up with that.
Wow, you're in the groove. Hey, it's Barry Boswick's cousin, Joey Boswick.
Isn't there something creepy about
Bobby
that,
Boswick. I almost got the shock treatment. Barry wasn't coming, and I thought I could get it.
He looks like he ought to be a pimp or something instead of a priest.
Well, he looks like he should be an evil businessman.
Well, maybe that. Anything
else? Is he supposed to be like an Irish priest?
I don't know, but he looks at her like, yeah, I really want to take you in back. And
I don't see that.
No.
Well, now I did, but not...
Yeah, I did see the way he's looking.
His eyes went, like, his eyeballs went down for...
You know, that's not so very strange.
Well, that's because they won't let the priest have sex.
Well, they can have sex with little boys.
See, that's a bad joke.
That's what altar boys are for.
Well, according to, you watch Primal Fear... The altar boys and some girl they just threw in there. He wasn't a priest. He was an archbishop or whatever. He was making them do pornos. I want a house like that. Even looks like the house in Halloween. Which I think this movie was another one that kind of tried to copy the.
It's too complicated Halloween. To be like Halloween. Yeah. Oh.
They're giving her a bridal shower, and there's Dana Barron.
Oh, I thought.
Very.
The little girl.
Young, very young Dana Barron.
Yeah. What the fuck kind of camera is that? Colorburst, Insta camera.
Oh. Check it out.
Holy shit.
But what do you, I mean, how is is she going to wear that? Is that just bottoms?
No, it goes over her top, and it just barely covers her probably red vagina, red-headed vagina.
Okay. But there's nothing covering her boobies.
She wears it as top.
Okay.
And it hangs down just to here.
Okay.
I would imagine.
It's like a baby doll thing.
Hey, she got a fucking blender and some Tylenol, Dana. That's a very important gift.
Oh, I didn't know that before, but yeah, who in the hell got Tylenol?
Back then, they just had regular strength Tylenol.
Yeah, there wasn't extra strength and migraine level.
They didn't know how to make it extra strength.
And then there was the Tylenol scare. When was the Tylenol scare?
It was
sometime in the 80s.
Yeah, because everybody had big-ass glasses and bad hair and wearing weird colors.
Now, I like her little
skirt
she's got, and I wish those would come back, too.
Come back to me.
I didn't get to enjoy this stuff because I wasn't old enough in 1980 and 81. Yeah.
This guy, Paul, he must have quit the force and became a gym teacher or something.
Now, what was he on Breakfast Club? Was he like assistant principal?
Oh, I don't know what.
I think that's what he was.
Oh, well, that's what he did then. Damn it, Gamble! Don't be a rogue cop.
This guy was this Lewis Arl. He was on the shoot. I think a Tales from the Dark Side episode. I'm sure he did other things, but.
Well, his hair and everything, it makes him look like he should have been like in a Cronenberg movie or something.
It was either Tales from the Dark Side or The Twilight Zone from the 80s. He played the Archangel Michael, who was getting revenge.
He looked like he should have been in Shivers.
Yeah.
He was in a swimming pool, fucking everybody
else. With all those other people that were screwing each other, yeah. Or the other title, They Came From Within. That guy looks like he's pissed off all the time.
His mouth is like curved down, like in a frown town.
He just looks at everybody like, yeah, I'm pissed off. And he doesn't talk. He just nods his head or shakes his head. And looks at you real
intense. That's what he does. How do you get that feather in his hair like that?
I have no idea.
All that needs to go. His hair makes him look weird. It's like a helmet almost.
Let's show off my ring in close up here.
Let's fix some more chablis.
Is that what it is?
No.
What do you think of Elizabeth Kemp's hair?
Her?
Yeah.
It's nice. I like that style. Hers is frizzy frizz. A fizzy freeze, if you will.
I actually think Elizabeth Kemp is attractive. Joking about dead bodies? No, thank you. Oh, you know, there's this and I say kudos to her for her getting naked in this movie.
Yeah, kudos.
Because, no.
High five, Dan. Thanks.
Here's why.
Yeah.
Because she's not this super hot, perfect-looking chick. She's a little thick around the middle, but she's still, you know, she's able to pull it off.
She got much back. She got back.
Steve.
High five, Dana.
No, I'm not going to high five you.
Thanks.
Steve always tries to say.
Steph, high five.
He tries to make what I'm saying twisted. He twists
Twister?
It into something.
Yeah, we can play Twister.
Oh, we can play Naked Twister.
Danny.
Huh.
She's chasing it. Oh.
He's chasing.
I thought she's chasing, was her name? Dana Barron?
Oh, no, she left.
I know.
She left the party to go screw her.
Look at his head. It's so, professor. Look at his body. His head looks like gigantic in proportion
and
to his body.
You talk about your head big.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, now it's making me laugh because.
It does look like someone stuck a body. A shitty body, a little bitty body with a giant head.
Giant. Okay, now would you be pissed off if you was trying to get some nookie and the chick kept running from you and she was half naked?
Oh.
Would you get pissed off?
I'd probably get tired after a while.
Because how old do you think that guy is?
35. And these girls are... I don't know. They're supposed to be in college, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, they're in college.
Why the... She don't like... Why is he killing her?
Well, he's supposed to be killing chicks that are getting married, but he must... I know. He must want to get all these other chicks because they're hanging around the girl that wants to get married.
Damn right. Or Carl would start playing with...
If somebody... You know how... Well, you probably don't know how women used to do this. But see where there's all those exes and things like that? Women used to keep track of their menstrual cycles that way on a calendar.
Lovely.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You're power bottom.
See, he wants to, like, be adventurous and do it on the table. How come we never can do stuff like that?
He wants to do it in the butt.
I don't think he never says that.
That's what he's in, that's what he wants.
He's insinuating that.
He wants a main. Anus.
Oh, that's gross.
It's a yeah, yeah, yes.
No, I would be mad if I was caught like that and somebody was tickling me. It would make me mad. She comes about this close.
If the motherfucker zombies from Burial Ground, her head would have been cut off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, would have. And Peter Bark would have been going, Mommy!
Did she bust his balls?
She gave him a raspberry, Steve.
Yeah, but I think she hit his balls or something.
Yeah, I think she did. I think
that's not good foreplay.
No, and the guy probably should have given up on having any kind of sex, and Steve's storage is almost full on his phone.
Yes. Yeah, storage.
Every time we do a commentary, we get that stupid message on his phone.
Yeah.
And, okay, I don't understand this, really. Why? She's a college-age student. Why is she giggling around like a little bitty girl? See, Steve, we could do some role-playing, and I could do that.
Oh. Yeah, so let's go ahead and keep talking about that.
What, while you're fooling with that?
No, while we're recording.
What? All I said was we could do some role-playing. That wasn't, like...
Yeah, well, I'm going to pretend that I'm in a sleep study, and you can play like you're the doctor watching me sleep.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
Which?
All right, we're back.
Oh, so we weren't recording when I was talking about all that?
I'm not sure. Maybe. My bad. They're still screwing in the bed.
They're not
fucking
screwing
around. The lights went out, so there you can sync it up that way. How about a hot Carl?
That's gross.
A crazy Carl with French fried potatoes.
Steve's just making shit up now.
Well, I got to. Brave One with Jodie Foster.
Oh, she said you ain't getting nothing until the lights come by, huh? How old is she? And she scared the freaking dark?
I just think she's just fucking around with him. Making him do all kinds of shit.
She don't care nothing about him. She's got Bernie.
Yeah. Until he dies. And these two guys take him everywhere, his body.
And he's going to grow a mustache.
And apparently they freeze him and he has a sequel.
Yeah. I don't think I watched any after the first one. The first one was funny.
There's only one sequel.
Okay. Well,
I
thought maybe they made a made-for-TV thing like they did with Revenge of the Nerds, which obviously did not work.
No. He knows you're semi-alone.
But the guy's in the basement. Does that count?
Oh, the guys in the basement and the silver spoon. Oh. Little boy blue and the man in the moon.
Steve, are you saying Cat Stevens?
Am I?
Yeah, possibly.
I don't like cats. It's dog Stevens.
Do you even know who Cat Stevens
is? Yes, Dana Lynn. Sweet Dana Lynn.
I like Cat Stevens. Please don't say that.
Yes, ma'am.
Gives me the creepy crawlies when you talk about that dude.
We used to have some breakers like that.
Yeah.
We don't got those. Fuses. Yeah, I know. We used to have a box on there in case they blew, so you could put another one in.
Do you ever have to change any fuses?
Oh,
though?
Yeah. We blew a few. Literally and figuratively.
You're so funny. And how long is this guy going to take to get up the steps? He does everything twice as slow as he has to.
Twice as slow?
Yeah. And why is he grinning? Well, I guess he's thinking about...
Because he thinks he's going to do some winning. Uh-huh. And they're going to drop the linen and do some sinning.
How'd you come up with that by yourself?
That's still everything.
Those shorts.
What's the matter with you? Must something be wrong because she ain't talking.
It's blood, moron. That guy's super pissed off the way he's
facing. This is like, this guy, another thing about slashers is not to show the fucking guy's face. This will work.
Well, it doesn't hurt that we know who this guy is. It's not.
We wouldn't need to know who the guy was because they could have written something up that he was playing like a minor character. Then we find out who he really is.
Oh, you think that would have been better?
Yes.
It's like, and it's a return of Don Scardino.
Yeah, because we didn't have enough of him 15 minutes ago.
He brought her a fish, Steve.
Great, I got a bag of fish.
And he loves her even though she looks like that.
She looks like fucking hell. The fucking hell!
And he's brought her a fish. Every time he comes to
see, this is a movie because there's no fucking way to keep that many alive for that long. You overfeed them or underfeed them, they'll die. It's like, give me a goddamn break.
And he gave her that tank.
Well, ain't he Mr. Fucking Fish Man?
Yeah. And Worm Man, too.
Yeah. Maybe there'll be goldfish will eat them up. Well, don't eat them. Yeah.
I'll bring you some man-eating worms.
How about if I cry? See, he likes redheads, don't he? Because he liked this chick and the squirm chick.
Well,
her
hair ain't as red as country. The chick's on.
He had the country girl, now he's got a city girl. She only wants me for my booty.
How about if I beg?
Please, just give it a rest, Marvin. Any guy that would give you that much attention
is sick and a stalker.
No. She really wants him, but she keeps, like,
pushing. Phil's going to make a lot of money, Dana. That's more important.
Phil's stupid. Phil doesn't want her to have a career.
That's good.
Phil wants her to quit school.
Yes.
Well,
I don't want my woman to have more education than me.
Then why am I going for my bachelor's?
So I can retire early.
Ulterior motive. Nice to know, Steve.
My second marriage would be different.
That's so mean.
Would you like some coffee?
No, not for me. It's no good for you. You ought to see what it does to the liver. Makes me sick just to think about it. You know, Alexa Henry,
coffee's a liver destroyer. I guess he will worse than alcohol.
Dr. Marvin. That music is a little bit like Halloween.
We had this one
stiff
about
a week ago. His liver looked like it
did. Marvin! What?
I'm starving!
Don't you want to hear about the effects of coffee on the liver?
Look outside.
Do you look like Ed Garvin?
What do you think of those jean shirts with ties?
Yeah.
Denim shirts with ties.
Yeah.
He's gone.
I don't know.
And there's a dog out there taking the piss on the lawn.
I mean, did they make sure it was going sideways, too, to make it look his wackiness, his wacky personality?
It reflects his wacky personality.
Yeah. Him and the director had a big big argument about the tie. Should it be, you know, really straight?
To the right or to the left?
Yeah, I mean, it could. And Don walked off and they shut down the production for 3 hours before they they just made let him do what he wanted. Uh-oh, what's this? Oh, my. See, he's hilarious and wacky. Everybody loves Marvin.
Yeah, I do. It's Don Scardino.
Get out of here before Scardino.
I forgive you.
I had a Scardino, but I picked at it and it came off.
You're so mean. How can you not like this guy?
He's saccharine, man. He's too sweet. Too sweet!
Look, he cares about her.
Oh, he cares about her. Hey, Marvin, what the fuck? Hey, what?
What do you think of Elizabeth Kemp's nightgown? That
God, it looks like a. It's either a picnic table spread or a blanket.
Steve doesn't like draining him.
No.
And we're very soon we're going to see the introduction of Tom Hanks in this movie.
Yay.
And we're only, 56, almost an hour in.
You must have got the day off from Bosom Buddies.
Well, I don't know. I think he did Bosom Buddies after.
I know. Not very much after.
No, but.
I'd say it's within a year or two of Bosom Buddies. I think it was on around 81 or so, 82.
Well, this was 80.
Yeah, oh.
I think.
What was she calling?
Marv, I think.
Oh, Marv. And we're on a Scardino break for a while, thank God. Scardino, if you got him.
Scardino makes this movie, Steve. He makes him it. And Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it's the white boy fro connection.
The white boy fro.
Yeah, I mean, both of them have froze to an extent.
Did he say he was from the Daily Globe? He's Tim Call.
Yeah, I don't know why he would do that. Do I gamble? Yeah, a little bit. What?
What of it? You know the casino now. I'd like to know what the hell's going on around me. I got the guys from the lab hanging around doing nothing. The reporter's crawling all over my back, and I gotta wait. Look, we didn't touch nothing. I clean out the cash. Well, he just cleaned out the register to make it look like a. Simple robbery and murder. Yeah, like this guy says, simple robbery and murder.
Hmm.
Well, who are all these people? Like, you got these guys that look like detectives, and
that's what they are, baby. They're actors.
Well, this guy's the only good detective.
He's got a piece of a scrunchie.
No, it's a piece of the wedding dress.
Wedding cake?
And he matches it up and he figures out who the guy's going to go after next.
Wow, he's a fucking detective.
It's the dress.
Why would it be a big fucking thing of material hanging out from there?
It was a design.
this weekend?
Yeah, the bed passed away.
Find it. Might be able to help.
And what are you going to be doing?
Sleeping. I have a long drive.
Wonder how long he did have to drive.
He's a big help.
How in the hell do I know? I thought they're in the same fucking town. Or did they send
him
somewhere?
No, they're not in the same town. That the killer guy came on the bus.
They sent him to Toronto. Making our way the other day. Sure would mean a lot. I remember the sitcom. This is awesome.
What?
This is a sitcom opening.
Oh. It does look like the opening to Bosom Buddies, only it's Tom Hanks and Peter Scolari running.
You think he would have big shot? No.
No, it was, But the first season that he did on DVD doesn't have that original song.
Oh, yeah, it's a Billy Joel song.
And it's
Why don't you go
Hanks.
Blow him, huh?
Oh, God.
Huh? I'm going to go blow him. Hey, I'm going to blow you.
Hey, Tom Hanks.
This is the first straight sex to ever have in these woods.
Okay, this is what I don't get. Why is he tripper?
Because he's a...
Well, he says it seemed like the best way to meet her. What if he had hurt her really bad?
The best way to meet you. My name's
Elliot. Elliot, though, that's a terrible name.
I hate jogging.
Oh, so do I. I'm just here looking for men. I'm cruising.
Steve, why would you say that about Tom Hanks?
It'd be like that documentary where the guy's walking around with his pants off.
No,
bending over, showing his balls between his butt.
I didn't
butt.
Understand that.
Well, we'll watch it tomorrow. It's a good Sunday viewing.
It's good holy day view.
Yeah, after the Sabbath, we'll watch some the end of cruising.
You would have to go to church before and after that.
Yeah. I think I should send Runk a copy of that because he likes cruising. The movie, that is, not the practice.
Oh, good. That's good to know. That's dramatic music playing.
It is. It's not wacky.
How do you think this looks in HD?
I mean, I guess it looks, I would say it looks above average. I mean, you know, what it looks better. I don't know, I can't say the DVD itself, I mean.
It looks, to me, it looks colors, a lot better than the DVD. Except in the dark shots, but. Like, I thought this stuff looked really good. And
well, if you look around, you can see individual leaves on the bark and that's it, and. Yellow and the blue.
And here a little bit later when they're at the amusement park, it looks really good. I wonder what that yellow and blue means.
Well, yellow means that you like to be peed on.
What's blue means then?
It means I like to watch. And green means go up my ass.
Is that really what that
means? That's what I heard. I don't know from any experience that you might think I have.
Oh,
look at that on the heel, boys. Mm-hmm. Dr. Freudenstein lives there.
Yeah. Hey, he's going to come up out of the basement. And that chick on there is going to say, what was the kid's name? Bob? Bob! No!
Don't go inside! Don't go inside!
Steve's grabbing me.
It's a graboid.
A graboid.
Leave them out of it.
I don't know who he's wanting to leave out of it. Unless it's those other cops and stuff there.
He called Frankie up there? I mean.
This sort of looks like on that movie House of Death, that carnival they're having.
No, this looks better because that one looks
like...
you're streaming it through wax paper.
Yeah. Isn't that the paratrooper?
I don't know. Guy? It looks like somebody's going to die.
Well, I think it's the paratrooper. And Mom said that she had fun riding that till they started running it backwards. And then it made her sick.
Your mom?
Yeah. I think these things look
so
good.
He couldn't afford an ascot, so he's using a goddamn handkerchief.
He's a psychology student.
Speaking of leaving the movie, let's just go ahead and wrap it up.
Well, the word was that they were going to kill off Elliot, yes. But they liked Tom Hanks so well that they didn't want to kill him.
I don't... Was that eating Raisinets? Or no, eating Goobers! Or what?
No, I don't... What is that?
I think they're Goobers.
Is that those snow cat things?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, unfortunately.
I don't know if they have those anymore.
That's all right. I don't like... I didn't like it. That's my goddamn question.
I think he calls them goobers, but I don't think that's what it was. Let's just
change it. Look at Granny back there with a fucking fur coat on.
And she's going to ride that ride? And you won't. She's going to ride the scrambler?
Scrambler egg scrambler.
See, he says want a goober, but it didn't look like goober.
Well, that's better. That's more fun to say goober than snow cone.
Snow cat.
Whatever. Well, that's making me dizzy as fuck.
Could you ride the scrambler?
I could probably ride it, but it's just for some reason. Like
they
this.
Have to have this slowed down some. They're either slowing the film down or they're slowing that ride down.
No, it looks full speed to me.
I was thinking the director is out in that crowd scene or somebody. Yeah. Not maybe it's not.
Look
the
for
director,
a super Italian little man out there somewhere.
Do you even know what armor might?
No, it's probably that guy in that.
It might
jacket.
Be that Scott Parker guy that was like the writer or something.
Whatever.
Oh, remember those things? Those little blow up.
Yeah.
Jobbies. Why is there a little black girl doll one that looks like a black Betty Boo? Okay, the only thing I don't like about Tom Hanks' character here is he doesn't have any money. He has to borrow money from her to get
that's
her
right.
some.
He's a Mac. He's a pimpin'. He's not a sexual guy. I mean, he didn't seem sexual to me. You know, one of Tom Hanks' sons is a rapper.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one of his sons is
I forgot what his name was, but he was on... He's
well,
a, he's
one
a,
of his sons
Everybody's making fun of him because he's a, like a rich white kid and he's acting like he's from the street.
Yeah.
Chet. Something like Chet or something. I can't remember his...
Chet Hanks.
Yeah, Chet Haynes or something like that. He doesn't use Hanks.
Oh. He doesn't want anybody to know he's Tom Hanks' son. He wants to do it all on
his
own.
He's from the streets. Is that the same crochet hat?
Yeah. I think Tom Hanks' wife had to have surgery for breast cancer and she had a mastectomy.
Oh, that's awesome news. Thanks.
Well, they're expecting her to make a full recovery.
Oh, well. That's good commentary information. Thanks.
And I heard that Tom Hanks bought some cookies from Girl Scouts and, like, donated a bunch of money to their cause.
I heard that Peter Scarley was one of the Girl Scouts.
See?
Look at that. That looks like Barnabas Collins from House
yeah,
of Dark Shadows.
I have been in, like, well, not one that moves like that, but I've been in a fun house or whatever you want to call it. that you walk through, and they ain't been that scary.
This is a ride, Dana.
Yes, but
on tracks.
Are those scarier than the ones you walk through?
Well, they're more animated. You know, there's more things that pop up and stuff. I don't want to walk. I want to sit my ass down.
Well, if we ever find one that you can ride in, yeah, we'll do that. Evidently, the creepy guy was in there with them.
That's what I said.
Okay, now back to the bachelor party. Where they're drinking. What are they drinking?
Schaefer? I can't remember. I think it's... Yeah, I'm not... My bachelor party doesn't include guys with no shirts on. I'll take two large pepperoni.
And two dildos.
Does that come with a dildo?
These chicks want dildos because we're not sexual enough.
Can we get one of those pizzas shaped like a dick?
Shaped like a vagina. We'll screw the pizza. With,
pepperoni labia.
No, he's trying to call his woman.
Where'd they go eat, Dana?
See, she's got the right idea. Hey, isn't that those old McDonald's
that's a hamburger, glasses? Yeah. Yeah.
I remember those. Those things are worth a lot of money now, the original.
You better call Dana Barden.
Dana Barden?
Yeah, her too, and see. I got you a fucking Big Mac. I got a Royale with cheese.
We went to Bob's Big Boy.
So look, there's three things there. Salt, pepper, and what?
I have no idea.
Rosemary? I mean, what the fuck? Are they going to kiss?
Yeah. This is going to turn into a whole different type of movie, Steve.
He knows you're alone and...
horny.
And doing lazy stuff.
Amy, are you sure it's the same?
Well, she doesn't want to give in to Marvin yet. Phil's out of town at his bachelor party, so what are they going to do?
Finn Falcaro?
This could turn into a lesbian porno.
And the Hamburglar's there, so.
What are they going to do with that?
I don't know.
Are they drinking milk?
Kiss a bitch. Oh, man, I'd give anything for Grimace to show up and get in like a three-way.
Steve, stop it.
She's throwing away food. People are starving in China over there.
That's what our mothers would tell us. Okay, now look at all the knives.
I don't know anybody that's got that, even now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, keep an eye on those knives. There's one very big knife up there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, she's going to the door. She heard something. She thinks they're coming back.
So that was their deal? Because he's not in the house, never been in there, but now he made noise so he could distract her.
Mm-hmm.
To go in the house he's never been in, just the happens to the spot
knives. Now you notice anything?
No.
Look at the knives, Steve.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, there's four of them.
There's a big hole there. And if you didn't notice
don't it. Don't call that woman a hole.
They turned off the light and had one light shining on that in case you
waste
missed
electricity.
In case you missed the fact that there was a knife missing.
Yes, sweetheart. This is the pussy wagon right here, boys. What the fuck?
Who's following her? They're speeding, man.
He's not making much, it's hard to tell who's who because...
It looks like Michael Myers.
Every car looked the same back then, apparently. They're all box.
Steve always says that Michael Myers is going to show up in these movies, and he never does. Because Steve said that he was going to show up in prom night, and I never seen him there.
He couldn't get up to Canada. He got stopped at the border.
Because of that shitty Shatner mask.
Apparently he's got a felony for killing his parents, or killing
and
his sister.
His sister.
waiting for a hubcap to come off. That's that goddamn Gambit.
Gamble.
He's a rambling, gambling man.
I didn't know they called him a jerk bastard. I thought they called him a drunk bastard.
Dirt bastard.
Okay.
Here we go.
We're over an hour in, and you're finally going to see some boobies.
Yeah, I'm going to get my pants down. Nice.
But see, she's not got the perfect figure. She's not got a bad figure. Stop it. Steve's so disgusting. Did she got a nice back, Steve?
Yeah, soft back. What the fuck? She got a little thing in there?
Like a curtain?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe they used to have that for shower curtains.
But that little rope's going to get wet. I mean, what the fuck?
Well,
I hate soap bars of soap. I don't.
We all know how you feel about bars of soap.
I mean, I like
that is the way a functioning bathtub should work.
Shut the front door. Hurry up, you're wasting water.
That's what Steve would be saying. He'd be standing there while I was taking the shower saying, hurry, you're wasting water, babe. Steve thinks I waste water and electricity. A lot of things. Okay, here is my song.
Oh, is it Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No.
It's
The Night Again.
Ashford and Simpson.
Which probably a record was never made of this, but.
Someone made a doobie, though.
And I don't think.
You got enough spit on that motherfucker?
I don't think a woman is singing that, and the subtitle said a woman was singing it. I just think this sounds like maybe it's a little generic, but it sounds like a nice romantic song.
She ain't gonna get them stoned, is she?
She gonna get stoned and watch the fishies. I think she's got her some wine, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's all mellow.
I just think it's a nice, soothing song. Like I said, that's
probably... Look at that big-ass RCA headphone jack thing.
Playing through her headphones.
She put on her Dr. Dre Beats headset. You probably get those.
But you know what would happen to me if I laid back like this on pillows and had wine and stuff? I would pour that freaking wine all over me because I'm clumsy that way.
Damn, you're really into this.
That's Steve making all that noise, by the way.
Who's killing my buzz?
Who's in this house? Amy's back.
I'm not mellow anymore. Oh, that really just released my brain now.
I think her hair got longer. Electric guitar solo. Steve's making his own music. This is one
sounds
thing.
Like one of the sounds like the Bee Gees or something. Or a Bee Gees.
I think it's band. A guy named Frankie Vinny or I don't know.
That's kind of like the your nephews put together.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be smoking anything and almost going to sleep. That's not good.
It's a doobie. It makes you mellow. He's going those soft dreams.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
This is going to be bad.
Buzzkill. It's bad. No blood.
So is part of the problem why you don't care for this movie because it doesn't really show a lot?
I mean, this is, like I said, man, this guy, I made this, I mean, just like a Killing Hour. Oh, my God. I hated that one.
You
and I bought that DVD.
I bought it, too, after watching this.
Well, I bought it after reading about it when all the DVDs were coming out in 99, 2000. I was like, hey, this sounds good. And I got it and watched it like, freak, it's boring as shit.
I think when they gave Tom Hanks an award or something, that Elizabeth Kemp was the one that, like, gave him his award, and they showed him in, they showed the scene, one of the scenes he was in on this. I think he was at the actor's studio or something.
With that Plimpton guy going, if you were a flower, what kind of flower would you be?
Why, does he say stuff like that?
Yeah, he's got a list of questions by blah, 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 bloom. And he goes, when you finally go and you go to heaven and you met at the pearly gates.
Dead fish on the floor is never a good sign.
What do you want Jesus to say to you? Oh no, she got big ass eyes, boys.
It looked like he scooped her eyes out, like on that
fish heads, fish heads
movie we watched.
Lolly Polly fish heads.
There's this guy that you think looks like the guy in Summer Burning Massacre.
I don't have a drill. Whoa! Enough shit on the wall there, buddy?
They're Catholic, Steve.
So you gotta have fucking, like, figurines on the wall?
I have this poster.
Well, I have a figurine of this, alright?
That I had to wait forever to get from Aaron Fry. I bought it from him.
He knows you're waiting for the poster.
He knew. He just took twice as long. I had to go to Scarefest to get it from him.
Awesome. That's just a great insight in this movie, Dana.
And to get some books I got on interlibrary loan for him.
Here we go. More laundry. Was he fucking the doorknob? I mean, what?
I think this is the only time they say fuck in the entire movie.
Could you please fucking stop saying fuck? I mean, fuck.
Nice, Steve.
Real nice.
He really wants to get in that car.
I don't know why. It's a piece of shit. And she's driving all over the roads. You won't get in a goddamn wreck.
One thing Caitlin O'Haney's not good at is emoting.
He's in the back seat, bitch.
That'd be funny. No, he's going to read it.
What's that called? Mass
theme? He's doing the Michael Myers.
He's doing Mass, Zoe Bell.
Oh, ship's mask?
Yeah. Yeah, when you hit that grass, man, this fucks you up.
It's obviously not Christmas time, but they were decorated for Christmas. It looks more like fall.
Yeah, sweetness.
It's Halloween time. She's going to the county coroner's office because who's going to be there?
Freddie Prinze Jr.'s there, Dana.
No. We're going to see the return of Don Scardino.
Scardino's on. She walk in, he's fucking a corpse.
Oh, gosh, that would be a totally different movie, Steve.
I'm just saying.
He's working real hard. Yeah.
I'll be looking at porn books, but he's just sitting there.
He's studying. At least he's diligent about studying.
Hey. Let's
do it. You want to go screw on one of the tables in the moors?
Yeah, I cleaned it off.
It had a little blood and excrement on it.
Yeah, there's probably a little bit of excrement there, but, you know, it's everywhere, right?
You know, when the person dies, their bowels let go. And
Yeah, some people, when they wake up in the morning, their bowels go. You know.
I don't want to know about that, really.
Or when you sneeze.
My bowels don't let go when I sneeze, dude.
Oh, just me then.
Please be careful.
You don't have to tell me that.
He knows you're not alone with Darth Scondido. He knows you're at the morgue office.
That's going to be the sequel.
He knows you eat candy and wrappers.
There are no, like, Playboy magazines or anything like that.
Yeah, this is a fantasy world, Dana.
Look at that water heater.
I know. It looks like ours. Water heater technology has not changed in 30 years, Dana.
No.
Oh, God. He needs to be killed.
Steve.
He's jumping out like a fucking retard.
He's like the coolest guy on here, except for Tom Hanks. And Tom Hanks doesn't show him anymore.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is out doing commercials for Rite Aid or something.
Rite Aid. No, he's getting in drag about now.
He's saying, it's going to be a big show. You and Peter Scala, you're going to be the next Abbott and Costello.
That's what Tom Hanks' agent told me.
I'm Detective Gamble.
There's a head in the fish tank. Dead goldfish on the floor.
There's goldfish everywhere.
They're dead. We've got to bring...
Call CSI over here.
We've got to bring every one of these dead
goldfish. I want
goldfish
them all picked up as evidence.
If they're going to put them in a little bag.
I want every goldfish here fingerprinted.
I don't care if they're dead.
I want every goldfish interviewed.
He's going to interview the ones that are still living. At least Don Scardino's got a weapon.
Yeah. Where in the fuck you get a 2x4 at the damn morgue?
He was over there by the water heater, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you look by a water heater. Do we have any 2x4s around?
What's that? The authorized personnel.
And of course she's going to go in.
She's trying to figure out where Marvin went.
Yeah.
Well, Marvin told her to keep calling the cops. And
she's kind of almost cross-eyed a little bit.
Yeah. Steve would know that. He talks about Dr. Field's wife.
No, well, her eyes... It's just the way her eyes are, look a little bit off. And if this is... Whatever this building was used for...
This I don't really understand, because you're going to see one of her dead friends here in the morgue. Wouldn't Marvin have seen him and say, hey, I know that chick?
Well, he ain't got to her yet. But if this is a real morgue, it probably looks exactly the same now.
Maybe he brought her body. Maybe nobody found the body. Maybe
right.
He just brought it and planted it.
Right. These motherfuckers just want to play games. What the hell, man?
Well, not Gamble. He's turning.
No, I'm talking about the killer dude.
Oh.
I don't still let you run away.
He's limping.
What happened to him?
Well, because he fell off her car.
Well, he hit the grass wrong. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what he did.
I blew up my ACL and...
I've got rotator cuff injuries.
I hit a patch of Kentucky bluegrass and it just messed me up.
Why is everybody in this movie walking hunched over?
I mean, it's like they're doing stealth mode and when you're playing PlayStation.
They're playing Doom.
Yeah, you can't run when you're doing that either. So you gotta make them stand straight up and then you can run. Or maybe in this game.
This is the death tunnel like at Waverly Hills.
Maybe in this game, if you have a weapon out, you can't run. You put the weapon up, then you can run faster.
In a way, Doom was such a stupid game. And the guy copied off of Bruce Campbell.
Yes, Dana.
See? Hey, this guy's walking hunched over, too.
Well, he looks like he's fucking taller than the damn ceiling, so yeah.
I think that guy's dead now. Well, here's going to come the image from the poster.
What the fuck is that? Is that like, I'm just going to board this up in random shit?
Yeah, pretty much. How is that going to help, though? I have to ask that question. Pulling your turtleneck up over
here. She's trying to hide like a turtle or put a head in the sand, ostrich stuff or whatever.
Is it like when you pull the blanket up over you when you're scared in bed?
Sure. Shoot him in the head again.
No, he's not going to do that.